We claim with our mouths that we care about the Ukrainians, that we care about freedom and all that nonsense that he said at the beginning of this article. And yet the evidence shows that your actions and people who listen to reports like this are getting more Ukrainian men killed, more Ukrainian cities turned to rubble, more images like what Gary's showing you right now on the screen. That's the result, my friend. That's the ramifications of this. Yeah, you get your coffers filled. You get money in your pockets. This is what you're giving to the Ukrainian people. You're making sure that Russia continues on with its onslaught. Instead of reaching a negotiated settlement in April of 2022, just a couple of months in, that would have eliminated every bit of this. No, we can't have that. And then the opportunity in November of 2022, the opportunity in June of 2024, after the complete and utterly disastrous failed offensive in 2023, every time you had a chance for a diplomatic off-ramp to save the Ukrainian people and preserve something left for a future and a hope and an actual state that could function in the future, you refused that. And in fact, the only thing you talk about, this is writ large, not just organizations like the Atlantic Council, but all through the European Union, Ursula von der Leyen, Emmanuel Macron, Merz, Keir Starmer, all of these folks, Mark Rutte, all you do, the only thing in your lexicon is more war and more support while Ukraine burns.